From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. The governor of Alabama and the head of the president's Gulf oil response team have agreed on a new plan to ramp up protection along that state's coast. But Governor Bob Riley says getting the blueprint off paper and into the water quickly is vital to saving the Gulf and ending residents' complaints. The new plan includes miles of additional protective boom, beachfront traps to catch oil, and larger barriers. Florida Public Radio's Tramiel Gomes reports the spill has affected the livelihoods of thousands of people in Louisiana, Alabama, and now Florida.
After 43 years as a fisherman, Gary Cole is being forced to switch jobs.
We'd rather keep on being fishermen, and we hate to have to make a living with this tar coming here and oil. We'd rather it went somewhere else and kept on our regular jobs. But since we don't have a job, not trying to take advantage of the situation, we're just trying to work. We have homes to pay for.
Cole and his ship captain have hung up their rods here at the Pensacola Beach Marina and have contracted their charter boat, Miss Marissa, through a company hired by BP to do oil sampling of the ocean floor. In fact, many of the boats at this marina have either left or are now working with BP through its Vessel of Opportunity program to help clean up the oil spill. For NPR News, I'm Tramiel Gomes in Pensacola Beach.
P.J. Hahn is the Coastal Zone Management Director for Plaquemines Parish, Louisiana. He defied the regular chain of command set up by BP and the Coast Guard to rescue a pelican that was covered in oil.
You know how messed up this situation is that when you call something in, that has to go into the command center, which they have the main command center in Robert, Louisiana. They'll assess the situation and decide how much they're going to send, and whether it's boom, personnel, or whatever the request is.
Hahn says the protocol is slow and wildlife is dying as a result. A group of civil rights groups is asking a federal court to block implementation of Arizona's new immigration law. Supporters rallied in favor of the measure on Saturday, as we hear from Mark Moran of member station KJZZ.
Many cities around the country, including St. Paul, Minnesota, have said they won't do business in Arizona because of the stringent new immigration measure. But lawmakers in Minnesota are pursuing similar legislation, depending on how courts rule on the constitutionality of Arizona's law. The civil rights groups, including the NAACP and the ACLU, say Arizona's law will encourage racial profiling and violate the First and Fourth Amendments of the Constitution. The law allows police who have detained someone for some other reason to ask for citizenship information if they have reason to believe that the person is in the country illegally. Two-thirds of those asked in Arizona support the law, and an estimated 2,000 people rallied near the state capitol Saturday in support. In addition to Minnesota, Colorado, Texas, Utah, and Oklahoma are considering similar measures.
Reporter Mark Moran. This is NPR. Two New Jersey men were arrested in New York yesterday at JFK International Airport when they were about to board a flight to Somalia to allegedly join a jihadist group that trains to kill American troops. The Star-Ledger of Newark reports both men, aged 20 and 26, are U.S. citizens. The paper says the two are facing terrorism charges. The FBI confirms the men were arrested at JFK. The Ledger says they were planning to board separate flights to Egypt that would continue on to Somalia. At least one climber is still missing on Mount Rainier in Washington state after an avalanche buried several climbers Saturday. Ann Dornfeld says the aerial search continues today for the climber.
A helicopter search team scoured Mount Rainier on Saturday looking for one, possibly two climbers still missing after the early morning slab avalanche. Three other climbers were rescued on Saturday. Mount Rainier National Park spokeswoman Patty Wold says one climber was able to walk down the mountain. An Army Reserve helicopter from Joint Base Lewis-McChord airlifted the two injured climbers off the mountain. They were reported to be in stable condition. Wold says the avalanche started at about 12,000 feet. It was as wide as 4,000 feet. The continued avalanche threat means the search for the missing has to be conducted by air, but helicopters can't get close to the ground because of high winds. For NPR News, I'm Ann Dornfeld.
Dutchman Joren Vandersloot is being held in a Peruvian jail after he was videotaped escorting a young Lima woman into his hotel room. The woman later turned up dead. Vandersloot was twice named the sole suspect in the suspected murder of Natalie Halloway 5 years ago in Aruba. Her body was never found. The 22-year-old man was paraded before reporters in Lima on Saturday. He answered no questions. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.